This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And away we go with hour number two of Gwynn and Chris for a finally it's a Friday. A Friar Friday, if you missed our interview. One of my favorites we've done already so far this year, Matt Waldron joined us, the Padres right-hander. And some fun stuff and some very, very insightful stuff about the knuckleball and his journey to, success here in the big leagues with the Padres. If you missed the first hour of the show or the interview or wanted to hear it, go back to our website, 973thefansd.com. It's always there for you. Download the Odyssey app. You can listen, rewind. You know, if you like a particular question, you want to listen to it again over and over and over again. I know Scraby particularly liked the Phil Niekro question.
Yes, I loved it.
So he gave me a hard time about that one. But, yeah, you can always listen to those interviews. Matt Waldron, that was particularly good today. Enjoyed that. Tony Gwynn Jr. getting ready for the game tonight. But he'll be rejoining us for the Big Five and our countdown segments, which are still to come on the program. Of course, Sam Levitt has the Padre pregame show getting underway shortly after 5:30 this evening, and it'll be Jesse and Scan, I believe,
yes,
on the radio broadcast tonight, with Tony heading over to TV with the famous Don Orsillo.
Yes.
I must say, and I'm not trying to be out of school here.
Uh-oh.
But I think it's one of the funnier optics after a Padre game is to ride down the elevator to street level with Don Orsillo.
Oh, name dropper.
I know. Yeah, right. Eric Grubner was on our elevator too.
Name dropper.
Yeah, baby. I'm dropping all kinds of names. But anyway, I walk out. I'm kind of trailing Don Orsillo by a few yards.
Okay.
And it's just funny to see him making his way through the throng of people that are all leaving Petco Park.
Oh, how does he do that?
Don Orsillo just, he kind of puts his head down like a running back and just charges through the crowd in search of wherever his car is. It's an interesting optic. Because a lot of people, I think, want to, there's Don Orsillo. You know, they love this guy. And he loves them. So he's trying to be nice to the fans and say hi and wave at everybody. But at the same time, he's, trying to get out of there.
I'm not putting myself on the same level as Don Orsillo, but I totally get it because, after sometimes when we're done with broadcasts and stuff, people want to talk, and that's fine. I will talk, but I had to go one day, and I'm the guy who feels bad leaving a conversation.
Right.
But I can understand because I tried to sneak out.
It's funny because Don Orsillo, he looks like a running back. He kind of puts his head down with his arm out. Cradling the football in the other arm.
Oh, Tyler says that.
Kind of making his way through the crowd to get out of the game, and the fans are like, Don Orsillo. And he's like, hi, how are you? Hey, I love you. Hey, great, thanks. And he's off he goes.
Tyler said that's exactly how I met him after a game one day. I stopped him to take a pic, and he was the nicest ever.
Yes, he's very nice, but he's, in a hurry. He wants to go home.
I don't blame him.
He wants to go home. He's been there all day.
Yeah.
It's kind of a funny optic is all. Anyway, Don and Tony are on the TV side this weekend. All right, one quick subject before we get to the Daily Gambit. This is a subject which makes me go, eh.
Uh-oh.
Celtics had their championship parade today.
Why did you have to mention it?
I know. I'll mention it for a couple of reasons. One, Jason Tatum went out of his way to throw some shade on the Miami Heat today. They were the team that the Celtics beat in the first round, and he was asked before the parade by somebody from Boston, about beating the Heat, and saying that that's a team that's given you trouble in the past. And Jason Tatum said, oh, no, they're always easy. Well, they're always easy because Jimmy Butler wasn't playing the same way Donovan Mitchell wasn't playing in the second round, the same way Tyrese Halliburton got hurt in the third round. Anyway, I think the Celtics had a really lucky run to the NBA title, and you can't convince me any different.
That bothered you?
The whole thing bothered me, that they had just it given to them, basically, because of injuries to Embiid and Giannis and Dame Lillard, and everybody else fell out of the way, and the Celtics cruised in, and everybody's like, this is the greatest team of all time. No, they're not. Maybe if they win four or five championships, get back to me. But until
then,
well,
they won 18, so
not this team, not this group. All right. Anyway, they had their thing. The one thing I do like about the Boston celebrations, and they've had more of them than any other city.
Yeah, I know.
Since 2000, thanks mostly to the Patriots, but the Red Sox won a bunch. The Celtics. The one thing I do like about the Boston celebration parades is that they use those duck boats.
Oh, that's cool.
Those are just a blast. If you've ever
I've never actually been on one.
Yeah, if you go to Boston, to me, it's a must. Because some people don't like, you know, like the city tour.
Yeah.
Some people like it, but some people are like, ah, I'm not going on any city tour. Those are boring.
Yeah.
They're boring in a lot of cities. But in Boston, there's actually a lot of history in that city.
So much history.
Right. So a city tour.
Love Boston.
And being on the duck boat, you go in and out of the water. Anyway, it's worth your time.
That's crazy. I need to get on a duck boat. I do.
You will enjoy it. If you go to Boston, reserve a spot on the duck boat. All right, let's see how we did. Winners, losers, Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Did Jimmy Butler win the title a few years ago? Or
They didn't win it.
Yeah,
he got into the finals, though, 2 years ago against Denver.
I was going to say, Jason Tatum shouldn't talk trash because no one is going to remember 6 months from now that the Celtics won this title because no one watched any of this.
Did you see the ratings? Were they bad?
I haven't seen the ratings, but
I can't imagine they were very good because the games weren't very good.
They were like 35-point blowouts.
I agree. It wasn't a great NBA Finals by my estimation, and I agree with you as well. Jimmy Butler has beaten Jason Tatum a couple of different times.
He has, so for and him more to just, exciting.
For, I like Jimmy Butler better also. There you go.
All right. I did find an article on the ratings, but we'll get to that later. Liberty minus 14.5 over the LA Sparks last night. You chose Liberty. I chose the Sparks. Liberty did win, Chris, but they did not cover because they won by 13, 93-80. So Sparks cover on that one.
I'm heartbroken by that.
Breonna Stewart versus Sabrina Ionescu. Who is going to have more points in this game? You said Sabrina Ionescu. I said Breonna Stewart. And Ionescu had more points, 31 points to Breonna Stewart's 17 points.
Big night for Ionescu.
Yes,
yeah,
big
31.
Night.
Both of them are going to be on the Olympic team, though. That is a potent duo in the WNBA.
So gold medal coming our way?
I don't have a scouting report on the rest of the world, but usually the U.S. women's team is pretty good. I do know that they had the first WNBA balloting or numbers out for the All-Star vote. Who do you think leads in all of the WNBA and votes?
Has to be Caitlin Clark.
It is.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I mean, this is the whole thing. Everybody wants to try to find all this fault with Caitlin Clark. Stop it. She is beloved, and there's nothing wrong with that, and it's also not her fault. She just wants to play. She's a pretty good player. For a rookie, she's having a hell of a season. And I wish, you know, people would stop all the controversy. That's all. Enjoy what we've got.
Don't tell the person that replied to me on Twitter today because I saw Angel Reese. I think it was Angel Reese. She was like double dribbling all over the place.
That wasn't Angel Reese. It was another player.
Okay. I saw the one leg warmer thing and I thought maybe it was her.
No.
But so the person replied because I said, aha, look at this dribble. And the guy's like, it's people like Caitlin Clark are now forcing these clips down my timeline all the time now. Like, what? Basketball, bleh. It's like, dude, and I said this to him, That's a lot to take from one clip, bro.
Yeah.
But the calm
clip,
down.
If you didn't see the clip, it was pretty funny. There was a shot of a girl, a woman, you know, the WNBA, dribbling down the floor. And she picked up the ball and put it back down on the floor three times.
She did. She did.
It should have been triple, double, dribble.
Yes, it should have
and
been
And the referees,
something.
For some reason, didn't see it or call it or anything.
My thing is, like, if you don't like the WNBA, don't watch it.
That's right.
Nobody's
making you watch it.
Yes.
But it's better than it's ever been before.
I've been engaging.
And a lot of us are enjoying it.
I've been engaging with people way too much lately and got called a Bay Area bozo yesterday. So
Bay Area bozo.
I did. Thank you, Brandon, for
Very
reminding
accurate,
me.
Very accurate,
okay.
Said that.
Brewers were favored in the game last night, -1.5 on the run line. You chose the Padres. I was so down on the Padres, I couldn't choose the Padres, so I chose the Brewers.
Yeah.
You were correct because the Padres won 7-6.
And I put down here that you took Milwaukee. Parentheses, sorry. You were sorry about making
that
pick.
Oh, that's right. I was sorry about making it, but
you
it worked
Milwaukee,
out.
Sorry.
Now, the next one was who's going to have more innings pitched, Bryce Wilson or Adam Major? I can't remember who you chose, but I chose Bryce Wilson. And did you choose Bryce Wilson?
No, I went with the
Major.
I went with the kid.
They went exactly the same amount.
Yes, they did.
Four
it was a push.
Thirds.
Both
yes.
went 4 2/3 innings. I really felt bad for Major. He needed one more out to get through the fifth inning with a 4-1 lead, and he would have been in line for his first Major League win. And then Adames hit the two-run homer off him.
Yeah.
And then they took him out of the game. So that was it. He didn't even qualify for a win at that point.
All I could think about last night when he hit that home run was that you said he's on fire recently. And then the end of the game, when Jeremiah Estrada struck him out, I was like, man, he's going to just mow through this right now. He didn't. But anyway, they got a win.
It all ended up all right.
All right. Final one was the Giants and the Cardinals at Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama. The Giants were -1.5. On the run line. You chose the Giants. I chose the Giants. We both were wrong because the Cardinals won 6-5.
Well, you know, we were going with the Willie Mays angle there.
Yes,
nothing
we
wrong
were.
With that.
Yes.
But it seemed by and large to be a very successful evening down in Birmingham.
It did, yeah.
People seemed to really like
it. I was watching
it.
The game. There's good home runs. I mean, the only thing it doesn't matter. It was something that happened after the game, and I've already been so negative today. I don't need to be any more
You're
negative,
not going
Chris.
There?
No, let's go forward.
Let's go forward indeed. All right, one game earlier today on the scoreboard, the Mets clubbed the Cubs 11-1. That's the only day baseball at Wrigley
at
Field.
At least the Mets are playing well.
The Mets have come right back into the race, you know, and that's what I was saying. You were kind of on Steve Cohen there, a month or so ago, saying, is this guy got his head on right? And all he was saying was, you know, we can still win this year. And you know what? All they did was win 7 in a row, which in this National League is all you need to do.
It's huge.
Because the Mets are right back in the middle of the race.
I think the Cardinals are also .500 now.
They are. Cardinals have gotten back to .500.
And they started the season terribly.
Yes, they did. So it's anybody's game except if you're named the Rockies or the Marlins. Other than that, everyone's got a shot right now. Speaking of the Rockies, they're home to the Nationals today. At Coors Field, this line caught my eye. Over under 11 runs.
Ooh.
That's a big number.
That is.
Dakota Hudson's pitching for the Rockies.
It's at Coors?
Of course, it's at Coors, yes. Yeah. Dakota Hudson, DJ Herz, a left-hander, young lefties pitching for the Nats. The Nats come to San Diego after this. Your guy now, this may change your whole outlook. Nolan Jones is back in the Rockies lineup tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
After sitting out for months and months with a stressed hangnail, I believe he had.
No, yeah, he did have a stress. The guy had a knee, or he had a back injury that got put him on the IL.
Gets Scraby going.
The 10-day IL for about 55 days, and then he comes back, and he has a stomach bug, and goes back on the IL.
You can't stand it.
Never mind.
How about this? How about this from Sam Blum tweeting out today? Mike Trout spoke to reporters just now. He acknowledged that his recovery from the meniscus surgery is going a little slower than he wants. He hasn't started running yet and doesn't have a timeline to return.
I was thinking about this Big Five question, and I didn't want to ask it.
Poor Mike Trout.
I didn't want to ask it because I didn't want to pile on Mike Trout. But
yeah.
Is it actually... Because everybody makes fun of the Angels as being a terribly run organization. They Artie Moreno does weird things.
Maybe some of it you could put on Mike Trout, is
and
what you're
Anthony
saying.
And Anthony Rendon. Those two guys are making a ton of money, and they never play.
And the Angels get all of the grief for that, yet how are they supposed to know that Anthony Rendon just doesn't really like baseball all that much?
I know.
You know, I mean, that was, they gave him $300 million only to find out he didn't really like playing
you
too
to
much.
Play less.
All right,
so
I'll
over,
go
under,
over.
Yes,
after
over
all
two.
That discussion,
I'll go over two.
Okay, Padres 1.5 runs over the Brew Crew tonight. So the Padres are favored tonight. Are you gonna stick with the Brewers, or are you gonna go back to the Friars? Dylan Cease is on the hill. It's not been pitching great lately.
No, he has not. I'm gonna go with the Brewers just to keep what I did last night.
You're gonna hope for. That's one of those
jinx picks.
Bets.
Yes.
All right, then I took the Padres last night. I'll take them again and hope that we can keep the good vibes going.
Keep the good vibes
going. All right,
who going.
Gets more outs tonight? It's a tricky one. Chris Paddock against the A's in Oakland.
Okay.
Remember old Chris Paddock, our friend? Yeah, he's still pitching for the Twins.
He's been decent.
Been
at
okay
this year.
Is he going to pitch longer tonight in Oakland or Colin Ray for the Brewers here in San Diego? So you're betting on Paddock or Colin Ray. Who's going to have more innings pitch? I'm going with Paddock because I still like old Chris Paddock. Did you mean to go...
Yes, that was my sheriff thing. I'll just wait until we get to our nicknames.
Yeah, Chris Paddock. I mean, is there ever a guy more beloved in San Diego that disappeared from the scene quicker than Chris Paddock?
Franmil Reyes?
Franmil a little bit, yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with Chris Paddock as well.
Go with Paddock, too. All right, the Stanley Cup Finals continue tonight. Florida once led 3-0. Now it's 3-2.
Uh-oh, pressure.
And they are in Edmonton, where the Oilers are looking to build on their momentum. Edmonton is favored by 1.5 goals. Is this the night that the Panthers get the cup? Or does Edmonton push it to 7 games? Or is it a 1-goal game, which is you have to factor into your bet here as well? Edmonton by 1.5.
I think Edmonton wins the game, but Florida wins the bet.
You think it's going to be a 1-goal game?
Yes. I think that Edmonton on their home ice does not go down in defeat.
I'm going to take Florida also. I see maybe a double overtime thriller tonight.
Like a 15-14 type
game? No, I don't think so, but I think it'll still be double overtime and there'll be a lot of drama. I'm looking forward to game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. Who makes more saves? The goalie for Florida, Sergei Bobrovsky, or the goalie for Edmonton. His last name is Skinner. I think it's, I don't know, Stewart.
Principal Skinner?
I can't think of his first name offhand, so you just have to go with that.
Who makes more saves? Well, I think Edmonton's going to win the game, so I'll say the Edmonton goalie makes more saves.
No, you mean, the Edmonton goalie makes more saves, so you're going with Skinner.
Skinner!
I will say that Bobrovsky makes more saves.
So Florida.
Because I think the Edmonton's going to fire more shots at him.
Good point.
That's my thinking.
Good point.
And then one more tomorrow afternoon, game one of the College World Series Finals is upon us.
Oh, who we got?
We have Braden Surprenant, or actually his brother, Matt Surprenant, who is always, by the way, begging me for a shout-out on the show.
Is he?
So here you go. Matt Surprenant's Tennessee Vols.
Oh, yes, Tennessee.
Ranked number one in the nation. Braden's brother went to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking on the Texas A&M Aggies. It's an all-SEC showdown. Tennessee is the number one seed. A&M is the 3 seed. Tennessee's favored by 1.5 runs in game one. So I'll take, because I really like Matt Surprenant. He's a nice kid, plays on my softball team. But he's a little cocky for a young guy. And Ethan's Vols are all that.
Mm.
I'll take Texas A&M plus the 1.5. How do you like that,
you know what?
Matt Suprenant? And by the way, Matt Suprenant, you just got like 5 shout-outs.
Yes, you did get 5 shout-outs.
Right?
You know what? My cousin went to Texas A&M.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going to pick Texas A&M, too.
No, we're both going with the Aggies. Game one tomorrow.
Yep.
All right, we'll take a break. Check some traffic. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
Hold on.
Uh-oh. Hurry.
Hold on.
Come on. Quick hands.
Right.
Got to have quick hands
here
over there.
Is traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, right, welcome back to the show. 3:26 is the time. Tony rejoins us for our weekly countdown segment. Going to be a trip down memory lane, some of the great nicknames in sports. I think you'll enjoy. That's coming up shortly. Got some good news here, Scraby.
I like good news. I've been in such a bad mood.
About a story that could have been bad news, but fortunately it's all right, at least for now.
Okay.
Hall of Fame running back Barry Sanders said in a statement posted to social media today that he experienced a heart-related health scare last weekend. Sanders did not offer any details on the exact nature of the condition, but he described the experience as unexpected and a reminder of the importance of staying vigilant about our physical well-being. We just talked about that in the Estee Fat Loss commercial. Stay vigilant. He said, even when we're feeling fine, things can happen. Barry Sanders only turns 56 next month, so
it's
a good reminder. He's a young man, but he says he's taking this opportunity to prioritize his health and well-being. I think everybody knows the history of Barry Sanders, 6-time All-Pro, top rusher in the football when he was there, 15,000 yards for his career, and I don't know. Did anybody make more exciting runs with a football than Barry Sanders? I can't think of anyone. Maybe Gale Sayers did, and
the
that's
amoeba?
Before my time. Who?
The Amoeba? Isn't that his nickname?
Was it?
There was someone who was nicknamed the Amoeba.
If his wasn't that, that would have been a pretty good nickname.
Because
you'd reach
slippery.
Out for Barry Sanders, and you couldn't grab him.
Oh, no. I was saying that Gale Sayers was the Amoeba.
Oh, Gale Sayers might have been the Amoeba.
I see.
Anyway, some of the greatest runs in the history of football were produced by Barry Sanders. I don't think there's any argument there.
No, you're right.
So get well, Barry Sanders. Sounds like he's okay, but it was a scare indeed. All right, you had mentioned before we got to get to the break, but just to wrap up the NBA championship parade today, the Celtics had the ratings for the NBA Finals. Were they good or not? Because I thought it was a lousy series.
Me too. But really what I can tell you, Chris, is that my theory that the series was so boring no one was watching, it didn't really have that much of an impact. They were down like a million viewers from last year in certain
points. That's not
like,
that significant.
If they're going to take Game 5, say, for example, which is the one that the Celtics clinched,
wrapped it up.
They only lost a million viewers over the year before, which is not a big deal. So,
well, sounds like
a million people is a lot, but the article I read doesn't seem like they're worried about it at all.
Last year was Denver and Miami. Those aren't exactly, you know, the biggest cities. And Dallas are bigger cities than that. The Celtics are one of the marquee franchises. I think for the ratings to be down is somewhat significant and should be of concern to the NBA.
I would like to see,
like, maybe get the Celtics the hell out of the finals next year so we can put somebody in there we want to watch.
I think we should take the Dallas Mavericks out.
Take them out,
yeah, because they didn't
maybe it was
show
the
up.
Mavericks' fault.
Yeah, I really thought it was going to be worse. I thought there was going to be, like, significant declines in viewership.
But to me, a million is, but I know what you mean. In the grand scheme, it's a small percentage point or two.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. There we have that. Did you find out anything on the amoeba?
No, I didn't.
You didn't.
That would have been good for a nickname, though. Now I'm coming up with all these nicknames.
Now everything's a nickname.
Now all these nicknames are coming to my mind.
Well, you'll see why when we come back with our countdown segment next on Gwen and Chris.
Sorry, Chris. Chris just did a brilliant open.
Oh, man, was it good.
And I didn't have his button.
Well, my button wasn't pushed properly.
No.
You know what?
Sorry
Brady?
About that, Chris.
You always push my buttons.
Oh, yes, I do.
But not that time.
No.
Not that time.
Sorry
all right.
About that.
Yes, tonight is game two, but tomorrow is the exact halfway point of the season.
That's
for
crazy.
For the Padres. How about that?
That is crazy.
They need to win both tonight and tomorrow.
Did I think they would be below 500 when we hit the halfway point? No, I did not.
No. Yeah. They're going to need to win tonight and tomorrow in order to be 41-40 at the halfway point. So in order to do that, they got to win first tonight. Dylan Cease will be on the mound. Colin Ray, former Padre, by the way, pitching for the Brew Crew. And by the way, Brew Crew is a nickname.
It is.
For the Brewers.
That is true.
It's one of the better nicknames, actually. And it's one of the few nicknames. There just aren't nicknames anymore, but there was a time and a place where nicknames ruled the world.
Yes, yeah.
And for that reason, we go to some nicknames after traffic for today's countdown.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, every week we pick a topic. We count it down from 5 to 1. Our favorite five on the particular subject of the day. And today, our countdown, with the passing of Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid, got me thinking about great baseball nicknames. And before we get to our list, I did want to say that I think this day and age of baseball loses a little bit of its luster.
For sure.
Because there just aren't nicknames. And
for sure.
You know, when you can go back, but I mean, it's incredible some of the just wonderful nicknames that not only players had, Tony, but how about teams? You can go see the Cardinals play. I'll go see the Gas House Gang. You want to see the Phillies? I'll go see the Whiz Kids. Mm. You want to go see the Reds? I'd rather see the Big Red Machine or the Miracle Mets.
Who was Murderer's Row?
Murderer's Row, Yankees. That was the Yankees. So
Yankees.
The 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Those the Pittsburgh Pirates were the Lumber Company. I mean, come on. I mean, these are great names. You know, legendary, make you bigger than life. And I think a nickname had a lot to do with that. And I'd like to see that come back a little bit more in baseball. But anyway, that is our countdown today. Our top five favorite nicknames. Scraby, you ready to go?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right. Number is this going to be Giant-centric?
No. There's actually no Giants on there. But
oh, I thought
out.
You were going to get Kung Fu
I was
Panda
going
in there.
To, but I decided not to because it's not that good of a nickname. But
I think it's a good nickname.
Shout out to Pablo Sandoval, Kung Fu Panda.
All right, didn't make your list. All
no, right. But my number five and number four, it's just strange how it worked out. I'm just seeing this. But Pete Alonso. Have no idea why he's called the Polar Bear. It's just a cool nickname, I think.
Have you seen the guy? He's a big white guy.
He doesn't look like a polar bear. He's a big white guy.
He's a big white guy.
I know.
That's all you need to know.
Is that really why they call him Polar Bear?
I would think.
I don't know why they call him
I mean, that's got to be it because he's from Florida. It's not like it's cold.
Yeah.
Man.
He's not like a cold weather guy or anything like that.
Big white guy.
But I remember when I first heard his nickname was the Polar Bear, I couldn't get it. I didn't believe it. But okay. It is, and I think it's hilarious.
Well,
My list is not going to be great, guys.
I think that's a good one. I think that's a good one. Nothing wrong with that. Tony, go ahead.
Oh, there's so many.
Yeah, there really are.
Really, really, really good nicknames. I'm going to start, man, where do I want to go? How about we go with Prime Time?
Oh, Deion Sanders. He's a baseball player.
He is.
It was, I mean, it could go higher on the list, really, but it's just the first one that came to my head.
Yeah.
I mean, when he was Prime Time and they had the NFL show after the games were over on Sunday called prime time. And he would, and for the year of the 49ers, it was great because he ran like about four interceptions back.
He did.
And so you got to hear prime time, prime time, prime from Chris Berman.
Getting chills right now.
Yeah, that's one of the best nicknames.
That is a great
very
one.
Very good, Tony. That all right, I'm going to go minor all baseball. And here's one that was when I was a kid, and I just thought this was a great nickname. He was a pitcher for the Oakland A's. His name was John Blue Moon Odom, and I don't really know where that came from, but it just sounded masterful to me. He just sounded like, I mean, you know, back in the day when games were only on the radio. Blue Moon Odom was bigger than life for me. He was kind of just an ordinary pitcher. If you look up his career stats, maybe won 100 games for the A's. But
Blue Moon Odom,
I thought was a great, great nickname. So he sneaks in there at number five.
I love those players, though. Everybody has that one player that they think was a legendary player. Then you look up your stats.
Yeah, wasn't any big deal. But yeah, I thought Blue Moon Odom was special when I was a kid.
Number four.
I hope he's getting money off of that beer.
The beer that's called Blue Moon.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to check into that. That's something really important that we need to do.
Okay. My number four is actually going to... See, if this career went better, the trajectory was there, but the nickname for Chris Paddock, the Sheriff, was awesome.
Like that one.
No, it wasn't. No.
It didn't was like it, Tony, didn't
it? Awesome. No. But his career path did not follow the awesome nickname, so he's no longer the Sheriff in my eyes. But do you remember when Adam that one time came and poked his head in our studio and said, "Happy Paddock Day"? And then he would come in and be like, "The Sheriff's on the mound tonight, guys." And I'm saying this because Adam's on vacation. He's not listening right now. But anyway.
Yes,
I think it's a good one. Tony didn't like it, but I think at least it was a nickname for a current player.
He
which
also
we don't
gave
have too
himself
many
that nickname, I
That's
believe.
That's why I did like it.
Yeah, you can't give yourself a nickname.
You can't give yourself a nickname.
But the fans did latch on.
Until they didn't.
You're right about that, too.
Yeah, nicknames are only as good as the player sometimes.
Exactly.
All right, Tony, who you got for number four?
I'm going to slide into the baseball category as well. Dave Parker, a.k.a. the Cobra.
Oh, very good. Yeah, the Cobra.
Now, I don't know. Nobody really knows why he was named the Cobra. He did have lightning bat speed. He had, like, a cannon. So maybe it was something to do with that. It could have been the way he waggled his bat. But the Cobra, that's a quality.
There's a lot of talk in Pittsburgh right now about him getting into the Hall of Fame. And a lot of people think he deserves to be there. And he has been, he's had to deal with a really, really deteriorating disease. Parkinson's, And it was sad to see Dave Parker out at a ball game. You know, looking, you know, a shell of his former self, because he was quite the hulking figure. All right, my number four is a guy that nobody knows, recognize this guy. His name is Walt Williams. Played for the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. He was mostly a fourth outfielder, but he had one of my favorite nicknames of all time growing up. And if you ever look at a picture of this guy, it'll make you laugh. His nickname is Walt No Neck Williams. His head just laid on his shoulders, basically. So Walt No Neck Williams, I thought that was a fun nickname for a guy that I saw when I was. I didn't see him much. Because,
confirmed, he does not have a neck.
No, well, let's see. Wouldn't have got the nickname otherwise. But I just thought that was a fun one. Walt No Neck Williams. That was some of the fun that they had back in the day.
That's good stuff.
Okay.
Number three.
My number three is actually a serious one, and I didn't grow up even watching the guy play, but I knew about this guy growing up as a young baseball fan. Mr. October is an incredible nickname, mainly because you're playing in the World Series all the time, and you're so good in the World Series that they call you Mr. October. So Reggie Jackson's nickname, high on my list.
Yeah, it's up there. And he certainly earned it with his performances in those World Series. Tony, for number three.
Some of the NBA nicknames in the late 90s, I think, are some of the best. And I'll start with The Answer, Allen Iverson.
Yeah, good.
Good nickname. There's a slew of them that I'm about to give you. The next three are probably going to come from basketball. I might change my mind, but we'll start there, The Answer.
All right, the answer, Allen Iverson. Never really got the explanation. Did you ever hear any kind of a story with that nickname, Tony? Or
I didn't really,
other than that he had the answer for any defense you played. I guess that was it.
That was it. Yeah. The answer.
That was it. All right, number three for me is one of my favorite of the newer age baseball nicknames, Hall of Famer. Scraby and I like to drop his name because we ran into him at the hotel in Cooperstown.
Oh, yes.
He was signing in at the registrar, and they did not know who Frank Thomas was.
That's correct.
Big Hurt.
I just think that's such a great descriptive nickname because, I mean, when the Big Hurt was up there and you laid a fastball in there, that's what he did to it. So I thought that was a very descriptive one. I liked it. The Big Hurt. Number three. All right, number two, Scrum.
All right, now I'm researching different nicknames, but my number two is going to be Frank Gore, the Inconvenient Truth. Love that nickname for Frank
the
Gore.
The Inconvenient Truth?
Yes, that's his nickname.
He was named after an Al Gore movie?
Oh my goodness, you're right. He is, but yes, the Inconvenient Truth is amazing just because I have no idea what it means and that Frank Gore probably, you know, has no idea what it means, but it just sounds cool. My original number two, because I went on Baseball Reference, had no idea that Nolan Arenado was nicknamed Sandblaster. Did you guys know that?
I didn't, but no.
Baseball Reference will give you all of that.
Yeah, yes, they're all in there. I didn't know that one. Sandblaster.
Anyway, my number two was actually the Inconvenient Truth.
Okay, Tony Gwynn Jr.
How about the glove? Gary Payton.
Oh man, that it's so descriptive, right?
It's descriptive. I mean, soon as they said the glove, even at the age I heard, that's because his defense. It's clearly because of that. And sure enough, late 90s is when he probably acquired that. It might have been earlier. I know
middle 90s because he went up against Jordan in the 96 finals.
So yeah, it was early 90s, Seattle, you're right.
And the glove said he was going to put the clamps on Jordan, and you know what that did to Jordan.
Yeah. It lasted for about a game. And then,
maybe a half a game, and then Jordan shook loose of the glove, and things changed. But yeah, that's a great descriptive one. All right, here's one for a baseball player who honestly could not play in the game today. He would strike out without ever getting to step into the batter's box. And the reason for that is that Mike Hargrove used to take so long between pitches to get ready to come into the batter's box that his nickname was appropriately the human rain delay. Mike Hargrove.
Wasn't that then given to Steve Traxel?
Traxel got some of it. I think Ted Leitner started calling him the human rain delay.
Maybe it was.
Traxel took forever. But Hargrove was the original human delay. I mean, step out of the box, adjust
That's a good everything. One. That's so. A good one.
Okay.
Number one.
I really wanted to say my number one. I just don't think I can give O.J. Simpson the number one spot on my list, guys. The Juice, that's a pretty good nickname. Chris is like...
Yeah, I think you should go elsewhere.
Okay, then I will go with my other number one, which there's a picture that floats around Twitter. It's like one of those old school MLB accounts where they put out pictures of older players and it just is fun to look at. But there's a guy named George Hackett, and his nickname is Fatty. And if you look at his picture, he
his
is
nickname
definite
is what?
Fatty. If you look at his picture, he is definitely.
He's a Major League Baseball player back in the day?
Yes, he's a Major League. He played for back in like the 1900s or something, but he played for the Philadelphia Citizens. And there you go, Chris.
Oh, my God!
He's 400 pounds.
He looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Philadelphia Citizens.
Yeah. The Citizens!
Yeah, oh, he says his weight in this picture is 450 pounds, but they called him Fatty. So, you know, they didn't pull any punches back then.
He should be happy they only called him Fatty. They could have come up with something
worse. They got right to the point.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's my number one.
All right. Tony, finish this off for your list.
Oh, man.
Great sports nicknames. So many of them.
There are a lot of them. I had one like, we talked about descriptive nicknames, and you just knew it when you heard it. How about Jason Williams' White Chocolate?
That's awfully good.
I mean, it was self-explanatory. You saw this dude on the poop court. And you heard the nickname White Chocolate. Oh, yeah, I get it. Yep, that makes perfect sense.
I will tell anybody out there that likes to watch old videos on YouTube of really, really good plays in the NBA, You can do a whole lot worse than calling up a video of White Chocolate. That guy 100%. Made some unbelievable plays.
He did some stuff in the game that you should not be able to
he
do.
He was unreal. I mean,
the around the back pass off the elbow back to the direction he started it
he
from.
He had some amazing moves on the floor during games. Man. And I know it was in the Sports Center era.
Yeah,
I just
for
don't
sure.
remember seeing it. And you know, being reminded of what Jason Williams could do with the basketball. He was a great ball handler.
Yeah.
No question about it. All right, I have a million that were runners up and
me too.
You know, I mean, you could baseball to me is still the glory spot for nicknames, and I was thinking of, you know, if I was pitching, I'd love to throw a pitch to a guy named Pudge. And I'd love to have my first baseman be named Stretch. And if they hit a ground ball to the left side of the infield, I'd like the wizard and the human vacuum cleaner over there to get it.
Oh, the human vacuum cleaner. That's a great one.
So many of them out there. But
basketball and baseball definitely rival each other.
Yeah, they do. But I'm gonna go with number one today. And it's, you know, could change if I did the list next week. And I know his name is dirt in Major League Baseball, but I don't think it should be. I think time has gone. We should forgive
Charlie
him.
Hustle.
But I think Charlie Hustle is one of the greatest nicknames of all time. Pete Rose. And,
yeah, that's a good
you know,
one.
Just looking. I mean, this guy loved to play the game so much, Tony. When the ball four wouldn't even be to the home plate, and he'd already be standing on first base when he got a walk. Nobody loved the game and exuded the joy of the game.
Kind
and I thought Charlie Hustle was a great
kind
nickname.
Of presumptuous of him to think it was going to be ball four.
So. Well, he had bet on it, so.
Oh! Wow, you get ready. You just get done saying how much you love the guy.
I did love the guy, but yeah, he made some mistakes. For sure.
He made some mistakes.
All right.
How about the Hick from French Lick?
Oh, Larry Bird. Yeah. Yeah.
What did you think of Kobe's
Do you think
nicknames?
He liked that one, the Hick from Franklin?
I don't know if Larry liked it. Black Mamba was awesome.
That is awesome.
Described Kobe Bryant perfectly.
Yeah. So many great nicknames. I wish they'd bring a lot
of
them back.
How about the Human Highlight Reel?
Oh, that's a good one,
Dominique.
Too.
Dominique. Yep.
What was Jordan's?
Air.
Air.
That's
a good one,
too. Simple. Yeah. No, I mean, but they got to bring nicknames back.
They do.
Bring them back to sports. We're missing
I think
that.
We know too much about these guys now.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So we can't, like, have, like, a, you know, a lot of nicknames we just kind of, they got, and then we just made up why they got it. Right now, we know too much about them.
Yeah. All right. Little trip down memory lane on today's countdown. Hope you enjoyed. Coming up, Chris versus the fans. Dial in to play some trivia, 833-288-0973.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, every week we pick a topic. We count it down from five to one. Our favorite five on the particular subject of the day. And today, our countdown... with the passing of Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid, got me thinking about great baseball nicknames. And before we get to our list, I did want to say that I think this day and age of baseball loses a little bit of its luster.
For sure.
Because there just aren't nicknames. And
for sure.
You know, when you can go back, but I mean, it's incredible some of the just wonderful nicknames that not only players had, Tony, but how about teams? You can go see the Cardinals play. I'll go see the Gas House Gang. You want to see the Phillies? I'll go see the Whiz Kids. You want to go see the Reds? I'd rather see the Big Red Machine. or the Miracle Mets.
Who was Murderers Row?
Murderers Row, Yankees. That was the Yankees. So the Yankees, 20s. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Those the Pittsburgh Pirates were the lumber company. I mean, come on. I mean, these are great names. You know, legendary, make you bigger than life. And I think a nickname had a lot to do with that. And I'd like to see that come back a little bit more in baseball. But anyway, that is our countdown today. The our top five favorite nicknames. Scraby, you ready to go?
Yes, I am, sir.
All right. Number is this going to be Giant-centric?
No. There's actually no Giants on there. But oh,
I thought you were going to get Kung Fu Panda in there.
I was going to, but I decided not to because it's not that good of a nickname. But
I think it's a good nickname.
Shout out to Pablo Sandoval, Kung Fu Panda.
All right, didn't make your list.
No, but my number five and number four, it's just strange how it worked out. I'm just seeing this. But Pete Alonso, have no idea why he's called the Polar Bear. It's just a cool nickname, I think.
Have you seen the guy? He's a big white guy.
He doesn't look like
white
polar bear. He's a big white guy. I know.
That's all you need to know.
Is that really why they call him Polar Bear?
I would think.
I don't know why they call him
Polar
Bear. I mean,
that's got to be it because he's from Florida. It's not like it's cold.
Yeah.
Man.
He's not like a cold weather guy or anything like that.
Big white guy.
But I remember when I first heard his nickname was the Polar Bear, I couldn't get over it. I didn't believe it. But okay. It is, and I think it's hilarious.
Well,
my list is not going to be great, guys.
I think that's a good one. I think that's a good one. Nothing wrong with that. Tony, go ahead.
Oh, there's so many.
Yeah, there really are.
Really, really, really good nicknames. I'm going to start, man, where do I want to go? How about we go with Prime Time?
Oh, Deion Sanders. He's a baseball player.
He is.
It could go higher on the list, really, but it's just the first one that came to my head.
Yeah.
When he was Prime Time and they had the NFL show after the games were over on Sunday called Prime Time, and he would, and for the year of 49ers, it was great because he ran like about four interceptions back.
He did.
And so you got to hear Prime Time, Prime Time, Prime from Chris Berman.
Getting chills right now.
Yeah, that's one of the best nicknames.
That is a
very,
one.
Very good, Tony. All right, I'm going to go. Mine are all baseball. And here's one that was when I was a kid, and I just thought this was a great nickname. He was a pitcher for the Oakland A's. His name was John Blue Moon Odom. And I don't really know where that came from, but it just sounded masterful to me. He just sounded like, back in the day when games were only on the radio, Blue Moon Odom was bigger than life for me. He was kind of just an ordinary pitcher. If you look up his career stats, maybe won 100 games for the A's. But
Blue Moon Odom,
I thought was a great, great nickname. So he sneaks in there at number five.
I love those players, though. Everybody has that one player that they think was a legendary player. Then you look up your stats.
Yeah, wasn't any big deal. But yeah, I thought Blue Moon Odom was special when I was a kid.
Number four.
I hope he's getting money off of that beer.
The beer that's called Blue Moon?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll
have to check into that. That's something really important that we need to do.
Okay. My number four is actually going to... See, if this career went better, the trajectory was there, but the nickname for Chris Paddock, the Sheriff, was awesome.
Like that one.
No, it wasn't. No.
Didn't like it, Tony.
But his career path did not follow the awesome nickname, so he's no longer the Sheriff in my eyes. But do you remember when Adam that one time came and poked his head in our studio and said, "Happy Paddock Day"? And then he would come in and be like, "The Sheriff's on the mound tonight, guys." And I'm saying this because Adam's on vacation. He's not listening right now. But anyway.
Yes.
I think it's a good one. Tony didn't like it, but I think at least it was a nickname for a current player.
He also gave himself that nickname, I believe.
That's why I didn't like it.
Yeah, you can't give yourself a nickname.
You can't give yourself a nickname.
But the fans did latch on.
Until they didn't.
You're right about that, too.
Yeah, nicknames are only as good as the player sometimes.
Exactly.
All right, Tony, who you got for number four?
I'm going to slide into the baseball category as well. Dave Parker, a.k.a. the Cobra.
Oh, very good. Yeah, the Cobra.
Now, I don't know. Nobody really knows why he was named the Cobra. He did have lightning bad speed. He had, like, a cannon. So maybe it was
an arm,
something to do with that. It could have been the way he waggled his bat. But the Cobra. That's a quality.
There's a lot of talk in Pittsburgh right now about him getting into the Hall of Fame, and a lot of people think he deserves to be there. And he has been, he's had to deal with a really, really deteriorating disease, Parkinson's. Yeah. And it was sad to see Dave Parker out at a ball game, you know, looking, you know, a shell of his former self, because he was quite the hulking figure. All right, my number four is a guy that nobody knows, recognize this guy. His name is Walt Williams. Played for the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. He was mostly a fourth outfielder, but he had one of my favorite nicknames of all time growing up, and if you ever look at a picture of this guy, it'll make you laugh. His nickname is Walt No Neck Williams.
He had no neck.
He had his head just laid on his shoulders, basically. So Walt No Neck Williams, I thought was just the, I thought that was a fun nickname for a guy that I saw when I was. I didn't see him much because
confirmed he does not have a neck.
No, well, let's see. Wouldn't have got the nickname otherwise. But I just thought that was a fun one, Walt No Neck Williams. That was some of the fun that they had back in the day.
That's good stuff.
Okay.
Number three.
My number three is actually a serious one, and I didn't grow up even watching the guy play, but I knew about this guy growing up as a young baseball fan. Mr. October is an incredible nickname, mainly because you're playing in the World Series all the time, and you're so good in the World Series that they call you Mr. October. So Reggie Jackson's nickname, high on my list.
Yeah, it's up there. And he certainly earned it with his performances in those World Series. Tony, for number three.
Some of the NBA nicknames in the late 90s, I think, are some of the best. And I'll start with The Answer, Allen Iverson.
Ooh, yeah, good.
Good nickname. There's a slew of them that I'm about to give you. The next three are probably going to come from basketball. I might change my mind, but we'll start there, The Answer.
All right, The Answer, Allen Iverson. Never really got the explanation. Did you ever hear any kind of a story with that nickname, Tony? Or I didn't really, you know, other than that he had the answer for any defense you played. I guess that was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
The Answer.
That was it. All right, number three for me is one of my favorite of the newer age baseball nicknames, Hall of Famer. Scraby and I like to drop his name because we ran into him at the hotel in Cooperstown.
Oh, yes.
He was signing in at the registrar, and they did not know who Frank Thomas was.
That's correct.
Big Hurt. I just think that's such a great descriptive nickname because, I mean, when the Big Hurt was up there and you laid a fastball in there, that's what he did to it. So I thought that was a very descriptive one. I liked it. The Big Hurt. Number three.
Number three.
All right, number two.
Now I'm researching different nicknames, but my number two is going to be Frank Gore, The Inconvenient Truth. Love that nickname for Frank
Gore. The Inconvenient Truth?
Yes, that's his nickname.
He was named after an Al Gore movie?
Oh my goodness, you're right. He is. But yes, The Inconvenient Truth is amazing just because I have no idea what it means, and that Frank Gore probably, you know, has no idea what it means, but it just sounds cool. My original number two, because I went on Baseball Reference, had no idea that Nolan Arenado was nicknamed Sandblaster. Did you guys know that?
I didn't, but no.
Baseball Reference will give you all of that.
Yeah, yes, they're all in there. I didn't know that one. Sandblaster.
Anyway, my number two was actually The Inconvenient Truth.
Okay, Tony Gwynn Jr.
How about The Glove? Gary Payton.
Oh, man. It's so descriptive, right?
It's descriptive. I mean, as soon as they said The Glove, even at the age I heard, I was like, oh, that's because it's defense. It's clearly because of that. And sure enough, again, late 90s is when he probably acquired that. It might have been earlier.
Middle 90s he went up against Jordan in the 96 finals.
Early 90s, you're right.
And the glove said he was going to put the clamps on Jordan, and you know what that did to Jordan.
Yeah. It lasted for about a game. And then,
maybe a half a game, and then Jordan shook loose of the glove, and things changed. But yeah, that's a great descriptive one. All right, here's one for a baseball player who honestly could not play in the game today. He would strike out without ever getting to step into the batter's box. And the reason for that is that Mike Hargrove used to take so long between pitches to get ready to come into the batter's box that his nickname was appropriately the Human Rain Delay. Mike Hargrove.
Wasn't that then given to Steve Traxel?
Traxel got some of it. I think Ted Leitner started calling him the human rain delay.
Maybe it was.
Traxel took forever. But Hargrove was the original human delay. I mean, all step right. out of the box, adjust every, you know,
that's a good
everything.
One. That's so. A good one.
Okay.
Number one.
I really wanted to say my number one. I just don't think I can give O.J. Simpson the number one spot on my list, guys. The Juice, that's a pretty good nickname. Chris is like...
Yeah, I think you should go elsewhere.
Okay, then I will go with my other number one, which... There's a picture that floats around Twitter. It's like one of those old school MLB accounts where they put out pictures of older players, and it just is fun to look at. But there's a guy named George Hackett, and his nickname is Fatty. And if you look at his picture...
His nickname is what?
Fatty. If you look at his picture, he is definitely...
He's a Major League Baseball player back in the day?
Yes, he's a Major League... He played for back in like the 1900s or something, but he played for the Philadelphia Citizens. And there you go, Chris.
Oh, my God!
He's 400 pounds.
He looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Philadelphia Citizens.
Yeah. Yeah. Citizens!
Yeah, oh, he says his weight in this picture is 450 pounds, but they called him Fatty. So, you know, they didn't pull any punches back then.
He should be happy that they only called him Fatty. They could have come up with something
worse
than that.
They got right to the point.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's my number one.
All right. Tony, finish us off or your list.
Oh, man.
Great sports nicknames. So many of them.
There are. There are a lot of them. I had one like, oh, we talked about descriptive nicknames, and you just knew it when you heard it. How about Jason Williams' white chocolate?
That's awfully good.
I mean, it was self-explanatory. You saw this dude on the poop court. And you heard the nickname White Chocolate. Oh, yeah, I get it. Yep. That makes perfect sense.
I will tell anybody out there that likes to watch old videos on YouTube of really, really good plays in the NBA, you can do a whole lot worse than calling up a video of White Chocolate. That guy 100%. Made some unbelievable plays.
He did some stuff in the game that you should not be able to
he
do.
He was
deep.
Unreal. I mean,
the around the back pass off the elbow back. To the direction he started it
he
from.
He had some amazing moves on the floor during games. Man. And I know it was in the SportsCenter era.
Yeah,
I just don't
sure.
remember seeing it and you know being reminded of what Jason Williams could do with a basketball. He was a great ball handler.
Yeah.
No question about it. All right, I have a million that were runners up and
me too.
You know, I mean you could cut, I mean baseball to me is still the glory spot for nicknames and I was thinking of you know, if I was pitching, I'd love to throw a pitch to a guy named Pudge. And I'd love to have my first baseman be named Stretch. And if they hit a ground ball to the left side of the infield, I'd like the wizard and the human vacuum cleaner over there to get it.
Oh, the human vacuum cleaner. That's a
I
great
mean,
one.
So many of them out there. But
basketball and baseball definitely rival each other.
Yeah, they do. But I'm gonna go with number one today. And it's, you know, could change if I did the list next week. And I know his name is Dirt in Major League Baseball, but I don't think it should be. I think time has gone. We should forgive
Charlie
him.
Hustle.
But I think Charlie Hustle is one of the greatest nicknames of all time. Pete Rose. And,
yeah, that's a good
you know,
one.
Just looking. I mean, this guy loved to play the game so much, Tony. When the ball four wouldn't even be to the home plate, and he'd already be standing on first base when he got a walk. Nobody loved the game and exuded the joy of the game,
kind
and I thought Charlie Hustle was a great
kind
nickname.
Of presumptuous of him to think it was going to be ball four.
So. Well, he had bet on it, so.
Oh! Wow, you get ready. You just get done saying how much you love the guy.
I did love the guy, but yeah, he made some mistakes, for sure.
He made some mistakes.
All right.
How about the Hick from French Lick?
Oh, Larry Bird.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of
Did you think
nicknames?
He liked that one, the Hick from Franklin?
I don't know if Larry liked it. Black Mamba was awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah.
Described Kobe Bryant perfectly.
Yeah. So many great nicknames. I wish they'd bring a lot
How about
of them
the Human Highlight Reel.
Oh, that's a good one,
Dominique.
Too.
Dominique. Yep.
Yeah. What was Jordan's?
Air.
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 That's a good one.
Just
too.
Simple. Yeah. No, I mean, but they got to bring nicknames back.
They do.
Bring them back to sports. We're missing
I think
that.
We know too much about these guys now.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So we can't, like, have, like, a, you know, a lot of nicknames we just kind of, they got, and then we just made up why they got it. Right now, we know too much about them.
Yeah. All right. Little trip down memory lane on today's countdown. Hope you enjoyed. Coming up, Chris versus the fans. Dial in to play some trivia, 833-288-0973.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.